The mystery of creation lies in the gap between the observer or rishi and the observed. We all know that we see things, and these things therefore exist. But Vedanta says that a third element, the process of observation, must be taken into account. Angels exist in this gap. They are the processors of consciousness, and thus, to use a biblical term, the servants of God. Devata, the Sanskrit word for this process, has its roots in deva, which means angel. Devas are more than messengers, they are agents of creation. They carry out the bidding of the Creator, and since the Creator does nothing but observe, devas stand for the active aspect of seeing, which is hidden. It would be fair to say that everything we've ascribed to projection belongs instead to the devata effect, the ability of consciousness to turn invisible impulses into physical reality. We can be even more specific than that. The devata effect regulates every level of reality, which is why angels themselves appear in all the koshas. In the physical dimensions, angels appear as visitors and guides. They deliver messages from God or offer help in times of crisis. In the vital dimension, angels sustain nature by breathing life into creation. They serve as builders of form. They give each living thing an essential connection to nature. In the mental dimension, angels appear in visions and dreams. They embody the mind of God and connect it to our thoughts. In the ego dimension, angels serve as personal guides and guardians. In the dimension of bliss, angels surround God and praise Him constantly. They embody joy in its most exalted state. All five levels share the need for communication. Angels are really symbols of how information gets passed along and organized. We are all at some stage of taking responsibility for participating in creation. Gods and goddesses, angels and etheric beings exist because they have been drawn out of the raw material of consciousness. The workshop where this creation takes place is Akasha, the field of consciousness. The artisans in charge are those with enough awareness to do the job. I'd like to propose that even if you don't feel competent to make a god, you can at least teach yourself to make an angel. I once interviewed a man who had remarkable healing abilities, and he was very modest about them. He told me, "I could teach you to do the same thing in a few days." When I replied that I doubted that, he said, "It's actually very simple. The hard work is to remove your belief that you can't heal." The same holds true for almost everything. We spend our whole lives projecting a dream, stepping into it, and believing the dream is real. See yourself as the one who is doing all three, and suddenly the world of angels becomes as real as the world of solid things.